We want to come back home to the states now. Yet another senator is calling it quits. Yesterday, Republican Senator John Ensign from Nevada says he will not seek a third term. It's the 112th Congress now underway for less than 2 months, and he's the eighth senator to retire so far. We've got Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, with us. Good morning, Todd. What was his reasonings for deciding not to seek a third term?
Well, let me say first, Celeste, that Republicans are thrilled that John Ensign is not running from Nevada. John Ensign had a sex scandal that was announced.
Oh, come on. You're nobody till you have a sex scandal in Washington.
This one was, I think, viewed as one that was going to prevent him from probably even winning the Republican primary. He swore up and down that he would run. He was having trouble raising money. Here's what happened with John Ensign. He admitted last year that he had an affair with a woman. The woman was the wife of one of his former staffers. She also was a campaign staffer of his, and they were both very good friends of his family. After the affair, while the affair was sort of winding down, it was also reported that John Ensign's parents paid $96,000 to the family, ostensibly to keep them quiet, but paid them $96,000. There was a mounting ethics investigation in the Senate as to whether John Ensign's attempt to help the husband find a lobbying job after the affair was announced amounted to unethical or illegal activity. All of this combined to lead John Ensign to retire yesterday with a press conference in Nevada. Listen to Ensign in his own words here.
I have learned through the mistake that I made, there are consequences to sin. And when you're in a leadership role, those consequences can affect a lot of people.
All right, so that's clearly not the, I'm going to spend more time with my family. But, you know,
well, maybe he is. But,
you know, you remember, Todd, we had this discussion before the last election about the large number of people that were either retiring or deciding not to seek another term in the last election. And here we are. Ensign is the eighth senator to retire. We've got Joe Lieberman, Kay Bailey Hutchinson. They say they're not going to seek another term. Are we seeing kind of like a cavalcade of politicians leaving politics?
By my count, in the last election cycle, there were seven senators who retired. Now, two of them were placeholders, one from Delaware, one from Florida, young senator, you know, placeholders who said they wouldn't run. One replaced Biden. So by my count, there were seven in the last election, eight already now. What's interesting about this, the number is large, but it's also early. The 112th Congress is only 2 months old, and already eight senators say they're not coming back. Senator Patty Murray is in charge of Democrats' re-election financing, re-election campaign. She told senators explicitly, if you're going to quit, quit early, quit now. We do not want a repeat of Evan Bayh in Indiana, who quit so late last year, a week before the filing deadline. It left people scrambling to file to try to fill his place, and it was a disaster for Democrats.
All right. So what, Todd, I mean, quickly, what's going on here, really? What's happening?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening for a lot of Democrats is they are facing very tough re-election fights. Jim Webb is one from Virginia who is facing an extremely difficult re-election. Kent Conrad in North Dakota was probably going to lose, and he knew it. There are Democrats trying to defend tough seats all over the country. There have been a number of other senators who are just tired of being in the Senate. Jim Webb counted himself as one of those from Virginia, even though it would have been very difficult for him to hold on to a seat. So it's going to be also going to be a tough playing field for Democrats. They're defending 20 seats. Republicans are only defending 12, so it's going to be hard for them to hold a majority.
And well, you know, Todd, in a few minutes, as you know, we're going to be talking about this hearing being held on Thursday by the House Homeland Security Committee on the radicalization of American Muslims. And it's become controversial. Is that also a big topic of conversation there in Washington?
You know, it hasn't been a huge topic so far because everybody's obsessed with spending, but the members are filtering back tonight, and there will be a lot of talk of it tonight. The Representative Keith Ellison, who's from Minnesota and the only Muslim in Congress, will be a witness at that hearing, and that is very interesting. He doesn't want it to paint Muslims with a broad brush. He wants King to be specific and to ask Muslim groups what they think.
Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Pleasure.
We're looking for your take on this hearing on radicalization of Muslims. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.